five bells. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's roll. Let's go. Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll take you to the scene of the fire at the waterfront, the fire under the old wooden dock, which was extinguished by Tim Collins, rookie fireman, and Lieutenant Greenspan when they worked their way under the dock with a rowboat. But before we join Tim Collins, here's a message for you. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to the dock of the Tenacombe Towboat Company, where Chief Cody is examining the scene of the recently extinguished fire. Just a moment ago, you remember, the engine men were ordered to take up their hose lines, and the truckmen set to work replacing the planks they had torn up in the hour-long search for the fire that was eating its way through the beams far below the surface of the dock. But Chief Cody could find no clue to the origin of the mysterious fire until Tim Collins touched his arm and then said...
Chief Cody, look over there.
Where? Out there? Great blistering blazes. There come the tugboats that tie up at this dock. Tenacombe, the owner, has been in my hair all afternoon. Well, Collins, what about
them? I didn't mean the boat, sir. I mean there, on the planks at the edge of the dock.
A pile of ashes?
Yes, sir, and there. And over there. Somebody's been dumping ashes on this dock.
Ashes by the bucketful. Collins, have you ever been aboard one of those tugs?
Me? No, sir.
Well, I have. They don't have galleys for cooking like larger boats, but there's a little coal stove for coffee and snacks.
Well, then they've been dumping the ashes overside, but why not into the water? Why here, on the dock?
Because some people don't seem to have the judgment to empty a bucket of hot ashes in safety, even if it had directions printed all over it.
Huh. Well, somebody ought to hear about this, Chief Cody.
Somebody will. Collins, get me Tenacombe.
Who, sir?
Tenacombe. You'll find him in those offices over there, the towboat company headquarters.
Yes, sir.
That man has been raising the roof. He was out here on the dock blasting us up and down because we took so long to find his fire and put it out. Now, I'd like to do some talking myself. Get me Tenacombe if you have to bring him out here under your arm.
I'll go right up there, right away, sir. I'm looking for a Mr. Tenacombe.
Fireman. More fireman. Now what is it?
Are you Mr. Tenacombe?
Of course I am. Who else would I be? And those are my tugboats out there.
I saw them. Mr. Tenacombe...
Look here. Look out this window.
Well, yes, that's quite a view.
Quite a view. You know what that view is costing me? Do you realize that because my tugs are unable to tie up at my dock on schedule, I'll be charged for overtime?
But Mr. Tenacombe...
Overtime. For every man in every crew on every one of my four tugboats. There goes my money. Because my boats can't dock on time because you so-called firemen, because you're incompetent. Because you can't find a fire in my dock. And if you could find it, you wouldn't know how to put it out in time to do
it. But we did find your fire, and it's out.
Well, this isn't the end of it, I can assure you. You'll hear from Eustace Tenacombe. If it's the last thing I do, what'd you say?
The fire is out.
Oh. But my dock. You ruined my dock. You ripped up 100 yards of plank.
Yes, sure, tracing the fire. But we put it back. And your boats, look for yourself.
Hmm? Well, they're tying up the dock. Hey, where's my watch? Say, and on time.
Yes. Now, if you're satisfied, Mr. Tenacombe...
Satisfied? No, I'm not satisfied. You see that man out there on my dock? That man with the white helmet?
Well, yes, that's Chief.
That's the man. Well, I won't be satisfied until I report his insolence to the chief.
Oh? You're sure you mean the man with the white helmet?
I know him anyway. Insolence. Why, he dared to... My own fire in my own dock, and he ordered me off. Ordered me off my own property. Said I was in the way.
And you're going to report him to the chief?
I am.
Well, then, will you come with me, Mr. Tenacombe? The chief wants to talk to you as much as you want to talk to him.
Chief, what's his name, Cody? He's here?
Yes, sir. Waiting for you on the dock, Mr. Tenacombe. If you'll come with me.
Yes, a pleasure. What I've heard is Chief Cody is a man of intelligence. Chief Cody isn't the kind of... Careful with that door, you heavy-handed fireman. Here, let me...
Boys, that's all. Get back to your stations, report in service.
There's that fellow with the white helmet. When he hears what Chief Cody has to say. Where is the chief? They're all leaving.
Chief Cody, here's Mr. Tenacombe.
Well, Mr. Tenacombe, I've been waiting for you.
I got nothing to say to you, my man, not a word. What I have to say, I intend to say to... Are you Chief Cody?
I am. You have something to say before I start talking?
I don't know what to say, and that's never happened before.
A while ago, you had plenty to say about incompetence.
Well, after all...
Mr. Tenacombe, we spent almost an hour tracing that fire. All we had to follow was a faint trail of smoke. We followed it under the surface of these planks. We even followed it beneath your dock, with two men in a boat. Down there with the fumes of oil so thick, my men were almost knocked out.
Well, but after all, an hour... Well, I suppose you know more about things than I do.
Admitted, we took almost an hour to locate that fire. And then, Collins.
Yes, sir.
Collins, you were down under the dock with the fog nozzle and the hose line. After you hit that fire, how long did it take?
With that fog, sir? Oh, once we opened the nozzle, the fire was smothered in less than 5 minutes.
There you are, Mr. Tenacombe. Now, this was the toughest kind of fire to deal with. The kind we have to hunt down before we can extinguish it.
Well, possibly I... Owe you an apology, Chief Cody. I suppose you did your part.
Yes, and how about you?
Well, I've apologized, haven't I? What more do you want?
A little cooperation to prevent another tough fire like this one. Come over here, Mr. Tenacombe. All right, now, look there and there.
Ashes. Not very tidy.
Now, look here. You see that gap between the planks?
Uh-huh. You don't expect a dock service to be like a dance floor.
Mr. Tenacombe. Your men have been dumping hot ashes from the coal stoves in those boats you're so proud of. They've been dumping the ashes here. The live coals have run down between the planks, deep into the substructure of this dock.
Why, that's not safe. That could start a... Why, it did. It started a fire.
It did. And it's only luck that you've only a minor repair job to pay for. If that fire had spread during the night, you could have lost your boats as well as your dock.
Terrible, terrible. That's terrible. Must take precautions. Yes, that's what I'll do. I'll take precautions. I'll speak to the men. I'll post a bulletin on the Tenacombe Towboat Company office. Yes, I'll call my captains on the carpet.
That's all we ask, Mr. Tenacombe.
Chief Cody, I feel I should do something. Some token of appreciation.
Your cooperation is enough.
Yes, but some little... Oh, yes, the fireman's ball. Some tickets, perhaps, for the
fireman. You don't owe us anything, Mr. Tenacombe. Come on, Collins.
Coming, sir.
Well, at least a cigar. Chief Cody, at least let me offer you a cigar.
No, thanks, Mr. Tenacombe. Come on, Collins. Let's get away before he offers us a tugboat apiece.
Yes, sir.
Where's your company, Collins?
Oh, I picked up and rolled back to the station, Chief Cody. The lieutenant told me to report back when you're through with me.
Well, get in then. I'll give you a lift.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Oh, here's your hand lamp, the one we used under the dock.
Oh, set it back in the rack.
Yes, sir. Chief Cody.
Yeah?
When you ordered me to get Tenacombe from his office, well, I got the idea you were mad enough to bite his head off.
Well, I was. Gross negligence. Permitting a fire hazard like that.
Yes, sir, but when he got there, you weren't easy on him, but you...
But I let him live. Is that what you don't understand?
Well, with all his complaints...
Well, Tim, I'll tell you. It's funny about this business of ours, this firefighting. You have to, take things as they come and just hope enough people cooperate. Enough of them take precautions to head off a few fires.
You think Tenacombe will play ball with the department now?
He will. Yes, the department has plans for Mr. Tenacombe.
Plans? I hadn't heard about that.
No, because it just came to me. But I've got plans for Mr. Tenacombe and his tugboats. And you're going to help me put them across.
Now,
Now, what plans do you suppose Chief Cody is making for Mr. Tennecombe? And what has the fire department to do with tugboats? It's too bad we have to leave just as the chief is preparing to confide in Tim Collins. But you'll be in on the secret before long if you listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you boys and girls how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here's a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special assignment for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Boys and girls, this is Chief Cody, and here's your special assignment. Firefighters, attention. Each of you is to inspect your neighborhood to see how people dispose of rubbish. That is, how they get rid of papers and other combustible material. Note the facilities for burning this kind of refuse. Remember, an incinerator should be covered and should be of a type that prevents flaming scraps of paper from spreading around the yard. Note the facilities of this nature in your neighborhood, because one faulty incinerator may be a fire hazard to a dozen homes. That is all, and goodbye for now.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's roll! Let's go, firefighters!
Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.